Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the oldies fanatic, the guy who loves oldies, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you, ladies
you
and gentlemen.
You like oldies,
and thank
don't you?
Thank you, Michael Horn. You didn't know. That's what this is.
Okay, so here's my next question for you, because I know you're a big music guy, but you're kind of, just as you like to blow air out your ears, you also are a guy that is kind of, you're stuck in the era of the 50s. You like doo-wop
music.
You like doo-wop music. That's what you listen to. You're getting
my
car.
Rhythm and blues. I like the original black inner city South rhythm and blues. That's what I like.
That's kind of what you listen to all the time, right?
No, not all the time.
What else do you listen to? Classical?
Alexi. I don't have that thing you have at your house.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be playing the damn thing all the time.
I have an Amazon Echo, and Fred gets into arguments with it.
I do.
Shouting obscure artists that even I would not know, and I bet you the guy that does, can you?
Well, here's the deal. You tell this piece of machinery.
Alexi,
I want you to play Heartbreaker by Grand Funk Railroad. Heartbreaker by Grand Funk Railroad.
And then she plays it.
And then she plays it.
But then
you realize that the song hasn't been played through, and they won't play the whole thing.
That's because they maybe just have, that's all that's on the list. But let me tell you this. Maybe if you were nice enough, you could get...
No, that's not the situation.
Try to challenge Alexa with songs that no one could know.
Somebody told me,
Jamie
Fred, you
got
to get one of these.
You've got to get one of these machines
because they've got 2 million songs. You mean to tell me I've come up with a couple of songs that they don't have
because of your weird taste in music?
I'm not weird.
You should go on that
excellent
Jamie Foxx's Beat Shazam and see if you can name that tune. That's what he's doing. Is like beating Shazam. That app.
But I can't do a rap. I don't.
Well, you could
that
do
that stuff's 50s. Anathema to music.
It could be like the old Name That Tune where they used to run and grab the big rope and pull it when they would figure
the
out.
The Gong Show. The music was Gong Show.
No, it was George DeWitt was the host of Name That Tune, and the guys would, when they heard the song, as soon as they figured it was, they'd run up and they'd grab the gong and they'd just pull down on this rope, and this is what happened.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99. And add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
To the sports show, I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan. Jim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Honor to have you, Jim Ross. I'm a wrestling fan from way back, and you are the guy. Good old JR. You were called matches forever. In fact, you were in sports going back to high school, weren't you? Didn't you play some baseball when you were in high school?
I played. I lettered 4 years of my high school football team and my basketball team. Believe it or not, I was a defensive specialist in basketball. I tell people. If there were only more than five personal fouls in a game, I might have been a star, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I love sports, and I was the only child, so my imagination kind of ran wild with me, and I was always influenced by, back in the day, Harry Carey and Jack Buck were my role models as far as storytellers were concerned, and I checked them out, you know, pretty much every night on my little transistor radio there in Oklahoma, so... they were the voice of the Cardinals. That was a big deal.
How actually did you get pulled into wrestling?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I love how you phrased that question, Fred.
How'd you get pulled into it? How'd you get pulled into wrestling?
How did you get in that last marriage you were in that didn't last long? JR,
give spill.
I was going to. I was a fan. Unabashedly will admit I was a fan, still am. I love the theater, and it's simple, and I'm a simple guy. But I was in college. Our fraternity needed to do some things to rehabilitate our image, the dean of students informed us.
Right.
So we did a variety of fundraisers. At that time, the territorial wrestling promotion did fundraisers for nonprofit organizations, of which our fraternity was one. So I helped promote two events for our college field house, at our college field house, Northeastern State University. It used to be called the Redmond, but we know that's terribly politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. Be very careful there.
Come on, Jim Ross. Watch out there, JR.
I'm sorry. I brought it up. Take it easy. I apologize. They're the River Hawks.
Okay, that's better.
Take it from the Alex. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a stellar name. It rises the cockles of your soul when you're going to go play a game. But nonetheless, I met some guys in the wrestling business. They said, hey, we got a job for you after you get out of school. So I left school a semester early thinking, I'll just be gone a summer, and I'll have great stories to tell my buddies. And that little sabbatical lasted 40 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in the wrestling business in a certain sense. I've always said it cost me some gigs along the way. I get it. It is kind of like being the skinniest kid at fat camp. I get that. But, man, I had a lot of fun. It was just the locker rooms, the stories. It was a crazy business. And God almighty, I got in at the right place at the right time. We went from a one- or two-camera shoot to playing stadiums. It's just been great.
Well, you were also responsible for recruiting a lot of the talent in professional wrestling.
You brought a lot of them up there, J.R.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. Tell us how you started off announcing. Is that correct? And then you worked your way into you got more involved in the profession, didn't you?
I started out as a grunt on the ring crew.
What's a grunt? What do you do? What does a grunt on the ring crew do?
Well, you unload. You set the ring up.
Got it.
You tear it down. You set it up. You put it back on the trailer. You drive the next town. You take it out. You set it up.
Like a circus.
Deal.
Like a circus.
Kind of like a circus thing.
You know, yeah. So I was a grunt, the lowest paid job on the team. But then I started being the driver of our boss, who was blind. So I became his driver. First time I rode in a Cadillac, I drove one. It's kind of cool. Nobody cares anymore. I say, well, when I say something along those lines, just Google it. That was 74, so it was a big deal to me to come off the farm and get in a Cadillac.
Exactly.
So, my dad said, boy, son, you must be farting through silk. something like that, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Something good there, Jim. So you're doing it right.
I started doing that. Then I wanted to be a broadcaster, as I mentioned, and my bosses knew that, so I drove my blind boss, who was the color commentator on their television show, to Shreveport to do the twice-a-month television tapings, and the TV announcer was on vacation. He worked for the TV station. They had forgot to inform the wrestling promotion that their announcer was going to be gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You actually had a blind color commentator?
Yeah. I had never done a television broadcast in my life, so I'm sitting there with no headset.
That's some broadcast.
Two camera shoot and a blind color analyst.
This is good. I like this. And so how did they put you in that? Did you say I can do it or something? How'd you get the gig?
Well, they knew that my goals were someday to be the to do broadcasting.
Gotcha.
And get off the damn ring crew.
So here's your chance.
So I'd rather wear a suit than a pair of leather gloves and work boots to unload the ring apparatus. So
right.
That was a better deal for me. I like those hours. I like so it was a better thing. And I was they gave me a chance, and so I ran with the damn thing. I said I may never do another one. By God, I'm going to do this one.
Well, I did a little wrestling. We used to go out with the WWE and then WCW and when CRN first started, and we had a guy on Dynamite D that was he had a wrestling show. And so we went on, did play-by-play on the radio for wrestling when you do the local shows, and I went to the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was just blown away because guys like Sting and Abdul the Butcher were in the ring, and they did come out and they took our big box that we used to keep the equipment, and they'd smash each other over the head with it, and they picked up our little telephone receiver and threw it, and oh my gosh, it kind of goes with itself. You got to just kind of roll with it. Everything sort of just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to roll with it, and you just provide the narrative that you see. I always say this, and I really believe, I'm doing boxing now for CBS Sports Network.
Wow.
With good old Al Bernstein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Famer, and nice, really a hell of a man. Good guy.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good man. So anyway, I've always believed this in broadcasting. The game creates the music. The broadcasters are the lyricists. It's up to us as storytellers to put the right words with the scene that we're involved in. So in wrestling, if it was a real good match, it sounded like a real good match. If it was really good, I'd make it a little better, I hope.
Well, yeah, Jim Ross, you're always the best. You're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You are amazing. And a lot of things people don't know about you. I don't know if Fred knows this or not, but we mentioned you played baseball in high school. Didn't you play a little football for a while, too? You were a two-time All-Conference, someone told me.
Yeah, I was an offensive lineman, slow, white, no demand from me. But I did have real good grades, so that helped me when I got to college. But yeah, I played. And I also officiated for 20 years. High school and college football, basketball, and baseball. So I've always been a real sports guy, but I did get in the wrestling, but I got drawn in, and I love the road life. I love the nightlife. I love the never was no off season.
Let's talk about that straight ahead.
We got a little quick break. Stations identify themselves. More in the lounge. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, CRTalk.com. I like that mustard.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
He's the man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan.
Hey, Jim Ross, it's the whole thing is, when you got into wrestling, it was like a regional sport, right? Each different area had their own source of wrestlers. It wasn't a national thing at the time, correct?
You're absolutely right.
And so what area did you work? You were in the South, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I got into 74, and you go back to those same towns every week. You had like a little milk run. And so all the groupies knew where the motels where all the boys stayed at. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those places. And I was a naive, early 20-something-year-old kid. And, hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. I didn't know what speed was. I told a guy one time, I said, man, I'm really tired. Wahoo McDaniel. He played football, the NFL, AFL.
Wahoo McDaniel.
I said, why? I said, chief, I'm really down. I'm really feeling like I got the flu or something. He said, here, take one of these. I have no idea what it was, how stupid and naive I was. I trusted my fellow Oklahoma Sooner. This was on a Monday.
Yep.
And I finally went to sleep on Thursday. Honest to God, true.
That was one pill.
Jim, and you've
one pill.
One pill. And then who did it? Was it? How did it get organized national? Because there was Turner did WCW and McMahon did the WWF, correct?
Well, it came down to two big players in the yard. It was WWE and WCW. WCW made some erroneous decisions. Their upper level management bailed on them. The new brains behind TBS wanted a different image. WCW fell on hard times. WWE bought WCW. I was the EVP of the company at the time. So we bought WCW, and that pretty well eliminated all the national competitions there is.
Yeah.
And so right now, it's not like they have a monopoly on it, but does the NFL have a monopoly on professional football?
Yeah.
There are other leagues.
Yeah.
No, right? But
no,
really.
But for all intents and purposes, that's the big leagues.
Well, there's only a couple of regional circuits going now, isn't there? Other than the
it's
national
just the WWE, I think, right?
Is that it? Just a national circuit? That's it.
WWE's the biggest brand in the world, the biggest footprint because it's global to 160 something countries, I think, maybe close to 200 now. I have multiple languages. When they do a pay per view, they bring in a Russian broadcast team, a Spanish team, a Japanese team, an Italian team.
These guys are world stars. These guys are world stars.
Czech Republic, they drink a lot of beer, JR. Jim Ross is with us, and Fred alluded to this. You brought up some of the talent, I mean, including The Rock, right? You were the executive VP, you had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, for gosh sakes, correct?
Well, you go out there and recruit those guys. You know, you gotta hit those junior colleges like Fred went to. You gotta go places that might not be quote-unquote on the beaten track, but you gotta go where the athletes are.
Where did you find The Rock? Where did you find Dwayne?
Rock's grandfather was a wrestler, Peter Maivia. Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler. Rock was went through Miami, played for Dennis Erickson, won a national title there in football. Finally got hooked up in the CFL with Calgary. He got cut from the Calgary Stampeders practice squad. He came back to Miami where he was living, married, and had $7 to his name. And I was told by a friend of the family, Pat Patterson, that he was looked like a good prospect, that I should go scout and look at him. I did, and we made an agreement to sign him up on that day.
You went out to see him, what did you have him do?
I had him do drills, and I had him do drills in the wrestling ring, hitting basically for simplicity's sake in this conversation, agility drills inside a wrestling
agility,
ring.
Agility inside a wrestling ring, and you do. Now, Jim Ross, we should talk about this. You got a website, you've written some books, you got a podcast that we should get here on CRN. We got to talk to you about this. It's called The Ross Report. Are you doing that every week?
Yeah, I do it. It drops every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Podcast One and iTunes, The Ross Report. Last year, I don't know what this means, it may be like my wrestling accolades, the skinniest kid at fat camp. I think that my podcast was like acknowledged as a top 100 podcast in the business last year.
I would think so. This is.
I'm happy about it. I'm making a couple of dollars on it finally, and so.
And your barbecue sauce? You still got the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I sell that online at www.shop.com in Ingles grocery stores throughout the Southeast. And we're just getting ready to cut a deal for Australia and New Zealand.
There's no stopping.
You got to come back here. What's your website, Jim Ross? You got a website?
JRSBARBQ.com.
Hey, straight ahead, we're going to talk some baseball with author Dan Levitt. Yeah, it's catchy. It's the weekend edition on sports from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, acting legend, football extraordinaire. And our guest is Dan Levitt, the author of the book In Pursuit of Penance. And he looks at baseball teams throughout the ages. And just before the break there, we talked, Fred, you brought up the fact there's all sorts of different cultures in baseball. And Dan, you were answering that question saying that baseball has sort of changed here in the modern day.
And I think the teams that integrate the players from around the world into their teams are the ones that have done the best. So a guy like Pat Gillick, really, when he was one of the first guys to bring a lot of players from the Dominican Republic to his team with the help of great scout Epi Guerrero, who he had known. And they were integrated into the team. And so the team, again, had a really, they had a great run, 86 wins for 11 or more for 11 straight years. So absolutely there's, you got to make sure you integrate the players right, but you got to find them. You can't just rely on the U.S. draft anymore.
Well, not only that is that, when I mentioned the Dodgers used to have a thing called the Dodger Way, and every player that came up through the organization at every level, single A, double A, triple, the big league club. And when they left, they took those fundamentals and skills
they had
and that
way.
Discipline yes. with them. So that was known throughout the league. And so when the O'Malley sold the team over to Fox, that wasn't carried through. And then when Fox screwed everything up and the team collapsed, they sold it to another guy, McCourt, who didn't know anything about the history and about the fundamentals of what is important for a team. In football, as you well know, Dan, the team is known for a brand of football because of the head coach. And when a general manager and an owner go out and get a coach, they bring him in, and the coach tells them, this is how I want to run the team. Chuck Knox did that to the Rams for 5 years in the 70s, and then when he left, it was carried through for a while, and then the owner died, and then the people left to carry through all of this teaching and learning and stuff. They left, and there was nobody there to carry it through. So it was in football, it goes through periods of times, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of these teams fluctuate so much in pro football, And in baseball, you have a better chance of being good for a long period of time because they're actually going to college within your organization.
You have a fundamental. If they do that, though, that's the whole deal.
Yeah, but they don't do it.
And the Dodgers had that guy, Dan, what was his name, that was their GM for a while that brought up Ethier and made the trade and got some of those.
Ned Coletti?
No, before him, that kid that came over there.
Paul DePodesta?
Yeah, and before him, Danny somebody, Dan something. From the Oakland guys. He came from Oakland. But, they had this kind of a feel. But nowadays, they have these guys that are like number chuckers. If, this guy hits better on the left side than the right side. And,
it gets down to the macro stuff.
Yeah, it gets down to the player. The player knows. You take a guy like Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers. He knows when to shorten his swing and get a base hit and knock in some runs. And he knows when to swing for the fences. He's smart.
Right. No, I mean, it absolutely comes down to the players. And I'd say that in baseball, one of the things that the good general managers have done coming into these organizations and doing exactly what you talked about with Fred, with Chuck Knox, for example, Neil Huntington in Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a team that just had no culture and had gone through a bunch of GMs. And he really sort of turned that around, went out and got a bunch of young guys. They spent a whole lot of money rebuilding their farm system, signing young guys.
There you go.
In baseball, I think, it's almost more on the general manager to change that culture, where you're right, like in football or college sports, it's clearly on the head coach.
You've got to build from within. I really think that's good.
Well, and I think that one of the things that this show's about today in baseball is how hard it is, because really every team has a smart front office and enough money to win. I mean, if you go back 10 years, you got teams like the Royals and the Pirates that were perennially out of it. You look in the 90s, a team like the Twins might have been perennially out of it in the mid-90s. Today, you go to next year, you wouldn't say any team was out of it.
Right.
Even a team like the Phillies, I mean, they got a bunch of young guys. I mean, I don't think they're going to be that good next year, but you could make a case for them. So, and they got a lot of money, and now they got Andy McPhail running that organization. So every organization, I mean, the bar is really high today in baseball.
Yeah. What do you do with the Angels?
I don't know. I mean, if you have Mike Trout, one of the ways that you want to build a team is if you can get a bunch of young guys who are really good and then fill in around them. And, you know, you start with Mike Trout, and, I mean, that gives you a huge advantage. I mean, look at the way the Giants, you know, they didn't win a World Series, but they made it there in 02, and they had a number of pretty good years there in the late 90s, and they basically had Barry Bonds and filled in their best around them every year.
But they've got a
perennial contender.
Great manager on both the Angels and especially on the Giants, and Bruce Bochy. I mean, that guy brings out the best in tired, worn-out veterans to young kids.
Well,
good.
Baseball teams go through their pitching staff. I mean, offense and defense. I mean, people play positions and they hit and they run and they steal bases. But that sport is driven by pitching.
You got to figure out how to keep your pitchers healthy. That is sort of one of the next things. The teams that figure out how to keep their pitchers healthy.
Well, Dan, look, we sure appreciate you joining us and stopping by to talk about your book.
The book is called In Pursuit of Pennants. The author is Dan Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Well, there's an article about you recently. It was 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. And it wasn't the last quarter. It was the first quarter, wasn't it, of the game? Don't get disgusted with me. Did you repeat it for us?
I don't know how many times I've gone.
Was it the last quarter?
No.
What? Third quarter?
It was in the first.
That's what I said.
Yes.
And so the article said the fourth quarter.
Did you ever
mention
to who it was? What team it was?
It was the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, right. You're in the sports business, aren't you?
Who was it? It was Green Bay. It was Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it was Bart Starr. I can't remember the quarterbacks. I can't.
Of course not. I've only told
who were
you
they again?
38 times.
Ernie Zambezi and...
Balf Baganadu.
Wait, who was it?
Balf Baganadu. He was a great Polish. You should know this. You're Polish.
I'm Czech, not Polish.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's different.
Absolutely.
It is different. It's just different. Now, who were the quarterbacks that you nailed?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, give them to me again.
Scott Hunter. You want to write this down? And Jim Delgazzo.
Delgazzo. That was it. Was Delgazzo. In the same quarters, come on, the crowd must have gone nuts. Was this on the road or at home?
At home.
Yeah, they had to go crazy. Did you get interviewed all over for a week?
It was in the west end zone. I'm sorry. It was in the east end zone.
See, even you're forgetting now. And it was the Vikings, right?
What's the difference?
Green Bay. I'm saying,
it's Green Bay.
Green Bay. The Vikings is where you broke your thumb or your finger on that helmet in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, I actually broke my... left middle finger in a preseason game against Tampa Bay when Steve Spurrier was the quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when it was?
I don't know.
But you broke it when it was real cold or something.
I did that. I broke like 6 of my fingers, so.
All right, where are we headed here, Ron? Yeah. You came up with a genius idea.
Well, look, here's what we have. A couple months ago, we had Dan Levitt, author of In Pursuit of Penance.
It's a book, In Pursuit of Penance.
It gives the reader an inside look into the different cultures and challenges facing
it's
professional
baseball
sports.
Operations from baseball, from the days of dead ball to money ball and everything in between. He knows all about the great teams of all times.
And how and why they were built and what is it that makes great organizations? What are general managers? What are they faced with in not only spotting great talent, but maintaining the culture of great talent in their organization? So he's with us. We thought we would welcome him and talk a little bit about what's going on in baseball today. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. And where are you? Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
You're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We were just talking about those organizations, the Vikings.
The Twins.
So, Dan, tell us about this book. The book is called In Pursuit of Penance. Why'd you write the book?
Well, I think there's sort of been a vacancy of this kind of a book in the sense of the operational side. Why did some teams turn out really good and, why did other teams not? There's been a lot of stories told about individual teams throughout the years, but what are some of the things that you can look at that lend teams together or that you can tie teams together that did things well and exceeded and created sort of long-term excellence?
So when you look through this, you got to be a student of the game of baseball. You went back and looked at some of the great dynasties and why they were great. We were just talking about this before. I was reading another book called The Best Team Money Can Buy, and they talked about the Cardinal way. They had like $27 million payroll, and the Dodgers had $109 billion payroll. They were building from within the organization. That, to me, as a kid, did was the way I always thought the good teams operated, but not so much anymore. And should they get back to that?
Well, I think there's still something to be said for what I'll call the ways. And, you know, the Cardinal way isn't just modern. I mean, Branch Rickey, you know, the great all-time general manager who introduced Jackie Robinson.
Before he went to the Dodgers.
Yeah, he started, I mean, he was on the Cardinals before the Dodgers and really introduced the Cardinal way. You know, the Oriole way were the great 60s and 70s. And I guess I'd say there's sort of three things that go into having a way. One is you have this training throughout the organization where, you know, in low class A, you're learning the exact same way to do things as you're doing it in the majors, and everybody takes that training very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second thing has to do with what kind of players you're looking for. There's a Cardinal-type player or an Oriole-type player.
Right.
And, you know, in the Cardinals, they found a bunch of guys who can all throw 90-plus and, you know, don't seem to get hurt all that much. Of course, you know, pitchers get hurt, but they seem to have less injuries. And when Wainwright got hurt, it wasn't an arm injury. It was that Achilles he got when he was running. And then I'd say the third thing is you sort of have this institutional pride. You know, the Cardinals way, I mean, one of the things that you know, when you hear about it is that the players talk about how the institutional, going all the way back to these days of Branch Rickey, how the great Cardinal organization. So, of course, you know, there's strategy, and then you have to execute it and create that. But I think that there really is something to these ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you know, it's like there's just the spirit, there's the feeling there. It is with the players. It does start with the organizational attitude. I went to spring training once 20 years ago, first time I ever went in my life, and I'm going there going, I'm going to watch them do sliding. I'm going to watch them make the double play. I'm going to watch them bunt. And instead, they were playing the baseball game, and the guys had the model cars there, remote control cars, driving them out on the field and stuff. There was no attention to detail on anything at the teams I was watching. And, you know, I talked to the great Sparky Anderson on his show one time, and Sparky, you know, was saying, hey, there were sliding days, there were days that they had to learn how to bunt. All that's gone from spring training now, isn't it, Dan Lovett?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think certainly there's a time to let your hair down and let the players have fun and sort of create that atmosphere. But clearly, you know, you need to take it seriously, and training matters.
Well, you know, I was at a Dodger game here not too long ago with a friend of mine, and we looked at the roster, and you know, half the team, speaks several different languages, and they don't seem to understand the history of the Dodgers. They don't understand
That's
the history of Major League Baseball. They just kind of like, oh, I'm from Belize, and I got $10 million to come over here on a boat, and now I'm taking infield with the Dodgers, and that's all they know.
Well, I'd say, you know, and that's hard. I mean, one of the things the great organizations have done is they figured out how to find players everywhere. I mean, you know, Pat Gillick of the Toronto Blue Jays, when he was the GM, I mean, he was one of the first guys to really start getting a lot of players from the Dominican Republic.
Right.
And they, you know, they won 86 or more games for 11 straight years.
Hold that thought there, Dan Lovett. We're going to take a quick break
all
here.
Right.
Hard break. Come back with more. Dan Lovett, it's your author of In Pursuit of Penance. More in the lounge. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, CRTalk.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am the one and only Michael Horn with the incredible Fred Dreyer here, and it's time for our segment we like to call Email. So you ready for this? Yeah. Some people are writing to you, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, sure.
This is Sandy. It says, hi, Fred. You're funny the way you don't wash your car, talk to the neighbor's dog. You just have a funny wit about you. I never forgot you. The times we met in the past meant a lot to me. There are some special spiritual truths that mean a lot to me as well. When you learn to see your own inner beauty, your own truth, all arguments with others will cease. What are your thoughts?
I agree with the inner thought stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I agree.
Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, John said, Fred, you are so right when you talk about all those stupid rules, etc., set by the powers that be that serve basically no purpose and insult the fans watching the game. I always figure when I see something new and almost useless, it has to be some suit in a jerk behind it. The other day I was watching day three of the NFL draft, and they actually had an orangutan making some picks by touching a computer screen.
I saw that.
And it listed the Colts' picks. Is that true?
I was outraged.
Yeah. Mike of the NFL Network was clearly ticked off by this nonsense, which no doubt was the brainchild of some suit in the network.
Yeah, well, it's government sports, and those guys are idiots, and They don't trust the product. I think they have to have a gimmick because there's so many choices that people make to for their entertainment.
George says, a big thank you for sharing, sir. Always thought the New York Giants had traded you to the Rams. I do know this, sir, that to this once teenager, it was a pleasure watching you play. Man, did I have fun watching the Rams defense when you were on the team.
You're very kind. We had so much fun. You know, it's great. You know, when you play that sport, you know you're good. And you know when you're a good team, and it's a lot of fun to play on a good team.
We're back in the lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. So apparently, Fred, bees have been just continuing to love baseball. And there's more bees that over the past few years in Major League Baseball stadiums. There was a game at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals and the Indians were set to close their series in Kansas City. That's where Kauffman Stadium is. And the staffers rushed to the upper deck because bees were swarming, settling in the first row to create a hive at the stadium. And lucky, a member of the Royals ground crew, a guy by the name of Jeff Diekman, he is also a professional beekeeper. So it was convenient. Diekman arrived at the upper deck, removed the bees humanely, and he didn't even need a beekeeper suit. He's that good at doing it. So it's very
those
important.
Those were not killer bees. So I'll
it was important
that.
To be humane because there was a bee delay in 2016 in spring training. The Rockies playing a game, and they were some exterminator sprayed the bees. And the Royals manager, Ned Yost, was not happy. He says, just to arbitrarily kill a bunch of bees makes zero sense to me. I'm a conservationist. I love conservation. I love the aspect of wildlife fish. I love that stuff. Get stung with a bee, see if he says the same thing. Anyway.
Well, what is this story about?
There's bees in baseball.
Well, I'm glad to see that because you do know that several years ago there was a frightening possibility that many of our fruit trees and many of our fruits and vegetables were we going to lose them because there wasn't enough bees to pollinate.
Correct.
So that apparently now, because of this latest storm that's gone on, there's just a proliferation of bloom and blossom in the high
Thank
deserts.
Thank goodness.
Especially in the Southern California, where they just are just blossoming like you can't believe. And it flushes and brings out all the bees. So not only the bees at the baseball game, but they're over in the high desert, too.
You got a couple more facts for us there on the list of things you didn't know you didn't know. Just give us, lay another one on us.
Let's see.
Come on, give us a good one. Lay one on us. That's what we just want to hear. Don't be picky. Just give it to us. We'll tell you whether it's good
okay.
or bad.
In English pubs, ale is ordered by pints and quarts.
Yes.
So in Old England, when customers got unruly, the bartender would yell at them, mind your pints and quarts, and settle down. It's where we get the phrase, mind your P's and Q's.
Whoa. Oh. See, that was a good one.
See?
I thought it was going nowhere.
No, listen.
You brought it home with the mind your P's and Q's. Give me one more.
Here's another one for you.
One for us to take with us this week.
Here's one for the road.
This is one for the road.
It was the accepted practice in Babylon 4,000 years ago that for a month after the wedding, the bride's father would supply his son-in-law with all the mead, M-E-A-D, he would drink.
The wine, mead.
Mead
wine.
Is a honey beer, and because their calendar was lunar-based, this period was called the honey month, which is why we now know that time as the honeymoon.
That's really good. Wow, now you're getting into some pretty good facts.
Well,
I'm
getting into stuff that's heady. This is heady stuff.
This is quite amazing. Will you bring this list next week to the show and give us some
every
more?
Commercial on television has a website at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to bring the list to us. Is that another one off the list? It's good. All right, we got to get out of here.
Well, wait a minute.
Miss anything? Log on to our website at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app, free for your smartphone. Dial #250 on your smartphone.
Just
send. And when they ask
this is
you
more
for
important.
The code, say
this is
CRN
more important.
Talk.
What are most bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and
rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safety. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter in that game. And also the all-pro defensive end, and then the acting legend with Hunter and everything. We had another email here. Gail mentioned, she said, a big thank you to the New England Patriots for trading the real Fred Dreyer to the LA Rams. We actually traded to the Rams. Is that how that all worked out?
Yes, I was drafted on draft day, and then I said, I'm not showing up. And so 4 months later in May, they traded me in May of 72 to the LA Rams.
It's good. And also from a sad note here, saddened to hear the death of the great actor-director, is it John Sheeran, a.k.a. Lieutenant Ambrose Finn on Hunter?
John was, I'm glad you mentioned this, because John was a very good friend and a terrific actor, and for one of the short periods of time there with the Hunter, he was one of our lieutenants, and he was a key member of our crew, and he was in our cast. He was a terrific guy, and I was really surprised to see that he had passed.
Yeah, back in April.
He was great. He was really great.
Very good. And Gail, thank you for letting us know about that. So when we talk about this, Hunter lasted how many seasons?
Seven
seasons. So you had a lot of people coming and going and in mm-hmm. there, but that was quite a good run for you to have that series.
In that period of time, we had a lot of people come through that show, a lot of guest actors, guest actresses, and all of them. And I'm telling you, we kept close track of it. Every one of them, the word of mouth in town was, you want to work on that show because it's a lot of fun and it's great to... They treat you great. The Steve Candle Company treated me great and treated all of the actors on all the shows terrifically.
Stephen, the kennel guy, he was incredible. He was a good
guy. He was a very interesting guy, talented guy, and it was just
produced
shocking
a lot of shows, lots of shows.
That he
passed away too early.
Passed away too early of cancer.
A few years back, and that's Black Sheep Squadron. Oh, so many shows that he had. It was so great stuff over there. But that was a good run.
He literally saved ABC.
He did
with the A Team.
With the A Team, turned
that whole network around.
All right, that's going to be our show. Let me remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him because we read your emails, FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Final thoughts?
Yeah, keep those letters and those things coming in, folks. They're a lot of fun, and we really do appreciate them. We really like reading, and a lot of fun to read them on here.
Get down. Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down?